Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is a portion of the Holy Gospel lesson, which is the fulfillment of the Old Testament lesson from Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. To the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. This is the word of the Lord given to us this morning. Please be seated. Dearest ones in Christ Jesus, maybe some of you have this. It's called nyctophobia. Nyctophobia. If you have it, you know what it means. Nyctophobia is one who is afraid of darkness. Those who are afraid of the dark reminds me of my sister. She was so afraid of the dark that she could not sleep. There were days when she would not sleep, day upon day, until she finally got medical help, medicine that would help her to sleep. And she has now overcome her nyctophobia. Nyctophobia, the fear of darkness. Yet today we hear in our text from Isaiah, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by way of the sea beyond the Jordan." When we hear of darkness, sometimes what comes to our mind is gloom. And what we're hearing in Isaiah this morning is a prophecy of doom, of despair, of distress, of death. I know that many of us, there are many things that bring to us gloom: bills, family issues, injury, illness. All of these give us the blahs. All of these bring us into distress. Yet what does Isaiah prophesy this morning? There will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. For those things will be in the past. It's interesting that this prophecy is given to the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Naphtali is the tribe where the city of Nazareth is located. And it is in the city of Nazareth that Jesus was raised and grew. And there he himself heard this prophecy. Notice what the scripture says. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. All of this darkness will be a time of the past. And the one who is coming, this one great light, he will bring honor to Galilee of the nations. Galilee of the nations. Galilee was that area of Israel that was far to the north. They were the ones who were up there. It was known as a pagan area. These are the Jews who were assimilated. This was the area that was assimilated by the Assyrians when the Assyrians conquered the northern tribes in 722 BC. And of course, there was intermingling, Jews marrying Assyrians. And this area became a great area of Gentile paganism. There were also many other foreigners living in Galilee. Isaiah also prophesies that this great light will come by way of the sea. It's interesting that Jesus fulfilled this ministry, fulfilled this prophecy by way of his ministry, beginning there at the Sea of Galilee. We see that in our gospel text this morning. Jesus calling the disciples in the area of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. And it's beyond the Jordan. It's to the north. It's on the other side of the river. It's almost like us associating it with those who live on the other side of the tracks. These were the people who were walking in darkness, yet they will see a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And then Scripture tells us that He, speaking of Jesus, will enlarge the nation. When we speak of this darkness, when we speak of Galilee, when we speak of those people up there, maybe we here in Ohio think of something that may come to our mind. After all, this is what the Jews in Jerusalem were thinking. How can those people up there, how can they see a great light? The Messiah is not going to come from there. Our great Messiah will come from Jerusalem. Yet, if the people in Jerusalem would read the book of Isaiah, they would see what the prophecy would say. For it was from the people up there that the great light would shine. It was those people who were walking in darkness who will see a great light. Dear ones, there was a time when you and I were walking in darkness. Prior to our baptism, we are seen as children of perdition, children who live in darkness, for the truth is not in us. And if the truth is not in us, what lives in us is the power or the dominion, the darkness of the evil one. Yet they will see a great light, and as your children just heard, that great light was born in Bethlehem, and that great light grew in Nazareth, the land of Naphtali. And that great light began to shine, as we see in our gospel lesson this morning, as He began to heal and proclaim the truth of the light of God. It says that you, Jesus, will enlarge the nations. This is from Matthew chapter 4, from our gospel lesson this morning. And it also harkens us back to the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 15. Luke writes, "After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins will be rebuilt, and I will restore it, that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who bear my name." Jesus began to proclaim the truth to this Gentile region. And as Jesus began to work the miracles that only the Son of God could work, they were seeing a great light. And this great light began to dawn on them. They were convicted of their sins. And as Jesus said, His very first words of His ministry, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." These are the same words that Jesus proclaims to us this morning. Repent. Repent of your darkness. Live in the light. My dear ones, you have been baptized. You receive your Lord's body and blood. You hear His preached word. You are children of light. Why would you want to leave the light and walk back into the darkness? The darkest place that I've ever been on or ever been in here on this earth was in a cave in central Virginia. It was a beautiful cave, actually. They had a wonderful, wonderful chandelier in this great room that they had. And in this great room, they would do weddings and they would have receptions. And as we were all standing in this great room, the guide, probably thinking this is very funny, turns off the chandelier. Total darkness. I remember doing this. I could feel my breath on my hand, but I could not see my hand. Total, utter darkness. My sister would have freaked out. She cannot stand to be in such a dark place. And there were many others there too. Actually, one standing at my side dug her fingernails into my arm. Being in sudden darkness is a shock. Yet, we hear from our text this morning that even in this darkness, there is a great light that is shining. And our guide turned on the light, and all the darkness fled away. The darkness was no more. Dear ones, when Jesus came into this world, Satan could not stop him. Jesus walked into the Jordan River and took your darkness and my darkness unto himself, and he carried that darkness to his cross. And here at the cross, he drove away the darkness forever. Your sin has been forgiven. Your sin has been driven away from you. Yes, we are still sinners. We still transgress against God's law. But we have been freed from the effects of sin. And the effects of sin is death eternally. The effects of eternal death is that we would live with the Prince of Darkness forever and ever. But Jesus, since he is the great light, because of his great mercy for each and every one of you, has defeated death and darkness and sin and the devil for you. Since Jesus has done this, as our text tells us, and he will increase their joy, they rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Dear ones, we are to rejoice, for our joy has been increased. This is the salvation of the sinner. When the sinner is saved, the sinner must rejoice, because your salvation is a gift, a free gift given to you by your great God, the great God of light. And because he has done this, we rejoice before him. We glorify God, and we enjoy him. Yes, dear ones, at your baptism, and as you continue to live this life, your baptismal grace, you are commanded to enjoy him, to live in his light forever and ever, to glorify God, because he is the one who has saved you. It's by God's salvation, it's by his mighty deeds that you are his children. And thus, as his children, rejoice! Rejoice, I say again, rejoice! As Paul writes to the Philippians, and he also writes those very words for us. Rejoice each and every day, for you are a child of God, and his light is shining in you. But do not hide that light, dear one. Remove the basket. Remove that which hinders the light shining from you, and proclaim the truth of his gospel. Now, the final verse, or the fourth verse, I should say, of Isaiah chapter 9 is kind of a confusing verse. But it's a verse that tells us that we must always trust in God. We must always rely on him. And as you look at your insert, let's look at Isaiah 9:4. This verse, you may think, is rather unimportant, but it is of great importance for each and every one of us. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Who defeated Midian? The great warrior Gideon. Yet Gideon wasn't really a great warrior. We see this account in Judges chapter 7. God commanded Gideon to raise an army, and he raised an army of 22,000 men. But God told Midian, "That's too many men. You have too many soldiers. Tell the soldiers that if they are afraid, they can go back home." And the men who left, left, and the men who remained numbered 10,000. But God told Gideon, "That's too many soldiers. That's too many soldiers for you to fight with. Here's what you're to do, Gideon. Go down to the river and tell the men to drink. And the men who bend down and drink from their knees, those are the men you're to send home. But those who stand and lap up the water into their face, those are the men that you're to keep." So Gideon's army began at 22,000, became 10,000, and ended up
at 300.
300 men to go to war against Midian. And Midian, scripture tells us, the soldiers were like locusts that covered the ground. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of Midianites. And Gideon was to go to war against them with just 300 men. As you may remember, God told Gideon to take the trumpets and to carry torches that were hidden in clay jars, and that you were to surround the Midianites, and that at the proper time, at the changing of the guard in the middle of the night, you are to blow the trumpets and break the glass, break the jars, and lift up your torches. And when this happened, the Midianites were so afraid, they were so scared, that they began to kill themselves. Midianite against Midianite. And there was a great slaughter. And God defeated Midian with just 300 trumpets and 300 torches, 300 lights. You see, it was God who defeats the evil of this world. It's not us. It's God who defeats that which is in you, dear ones. It's God who has defeated your sin. It's God who has defeated your great enemy, the evil one, Satan, called the devil. It is God who has done this. It is He who shatters. It is He who now picks up your yoke and carries your burdens. It is He who had the bar stretched across His shoulders. It is He who endured the rod of your oppressor. So Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Dear ones, your God of light and your God of life, He has carried your heaviest burden, and He has taken your heavy yoke and put it upon His shoulders and took it to the cross. Your great burden is darkness. It's the darkness of sin. It's the darkness of death. It's the darkness of the evil one. And it's Jesus who has shattered this darkness for you. He comes into your life and He is shining His light into your life. Forever and ever He will do this. And therefore He tells you, you will find rest for your souls. Dear ones, live in the light. Do not turn around and walk back into the darkness. For the darkness has been defeated. Therefore, since the darkness has been defeated, remember what your Lord says to you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to our great light and life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.